With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. The National Coalition for Caymanians Administration is looking to update its notary's public legislation with significant changes relating to eligibility and training. The notary's public amendment bill, gazetted on Tuesday, makes a number of changes to the act. It increases the required number of years of professional experience for a notary public, creates a distinction between a notary public who's an attorney and one who is not, and increases penalty fees for a lapsed appointment from $250 to $700. It also introduces new eligibility criteria, including limiting notary publics to folks who are Caymanians and not older than the age of 80, removing permanent residency as an eligibility criterion. The bill, if passed by MPs, will also provide that notaries public, quote, uphold confidentiality and sets up mandatory training for anyone who is not an attorney. In its reasoning, the bill says notaries public in the Cayman Islands generally fall into two categories, one that primarily handles the witnessing of signatures and certification of documents, and the other, more complex domestic and international matters that require, quote, extensive knowledge of private international law. The bill goes on to say this disparity has, quote, occasionally resulted in errors in the performance of those duties. It goes on to say the relatively high per capita number of notaries public in the Cayman Islands, coupled with the, quote, rapid annual appointment of new notaries public compared to neighboring jurisdictions, has, quote, raised concerns. You can find the full bill online at gov.ky/publications. Cabinet has confirmed financial services as the theme for the 2027 National Heroes Day ceremony, and the National Recognition Awards Committee has already started planning. Here's Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles.
Government said the Monday, January 25th ceremony will recognize individuals and organizations that contributed to the development and growth of the island's financial services industry. The committee includes representatives from government, the district, and the private sector. Its government members include Chairperson Teresa Enchiniki, Chief Officer in the Ministry of Youth, Sports, Culture and Heritage, representatives from the Ministry of Financial Services and Commerce, the Cayman Islands Monetary Authority and the Cayman Islands Stock Exchange, Cayman Finance and the Cayman Islands Bankers Association also serve on the committee. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
In regional news, students preparing for next year's Caribbean Examinations Council examinations will be able to take up to four subjects under the newest qualification, the Caribbean Targeted Education Certificate. Following a successful pilot of the CTEC Mathematics in the year's May-June examinations, three additional core subjects, English Language, English Literature, and Integrated Science, will be offered next year. The program is expected to expand to nine subjects during the 2027-28 academic year. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Govinda Gill. The office of Ukraine's president says its deputy head has been dismissed following a raid this morning by the country's anti-corruption agency. The development comes as Ukraine's former defense minister, Mykhailo Fedorov, has called for elections which are barred in wartime under Ukrainian martial law. More than 100 people have been killed in a landslide at a gold mine on the border between the Central African Republic and Cameroon. Video circulating on social media of the incident on Tuesday appeared to show a slope collapsing as miners ran for safety. The Australian tennis star Nick Kyrgios has been provisionally suspended after testing positive for cocaine. The former Wimbledon finalist provided a sample in June which contained traces of the drug. Kyrgios says he's made a huge mistake. A Ukrainian man has been arrested in Croatia over the 2022 explosions which damaged the Nord Stream gas pipelines between Russia and Germany. German prosecutors say Vladimir Z, a trained scuba diver, is strongly suspected of helping to place explosives on the pipelines. Chinese state media say a space startup has been successfully recovered the first stage of a rocket on land. It's been described as a major breakthrough in China's reusable rocket technology. Five players in the top Australian rules football league, the AFL, have been suspended for the rest of the season. They're accused of breaching club rules on alcohol and bringing women back to their hotel room. That's the latest BBC News.